This is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Fiona entitled Improving Children's Vision Helps Them Thrive. The Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, has revealed that more than three-quarters of local authorities in the United Kingdom have cut or frozen their level of support for specialist education for young people living with vision impairment. On the RNIB's website, the report, Still Left Out of Learning, outlines how public spending cuts over the past 4 years have created a postcode lottery system, meaning that funding is not equally distributed, and this has created significant and rising pressures. Due to lack of resources, almost two-thirds of authorities have had to decrease or freeze the employment of qualified specialist teachers. Using findings from Freedom of Information requests, RNIB found that the southwest of England has the highest recorded proportion of cuts. Meanwhile, 25% of local authority visual impairment specialist services in the East Midlands faced budget cuts or freezes between 2020 and 2021, as well as 47% in the northwest, resulting in a lack of supplies such as assistive technology. Now, the RNIB has called on the government to ensure that there are enough specialists and funding to cover the demanded services for visually impaired youngsters. Kerin Sutherland, the RNIB's head of education, said young people with vision impairment require specialist support to access the curriculum, navigate their school and environment, take part in sports or games, and learn on equal terms with sighted children. This enables them to develop the essential skills they need to succeed, not just at school, but as adults with full lives. Due to local authority budget cuts and a postcode lottery in provision, this crucial support is not provided to every child. RNIB argue that early intervention is important because it can help children with visual impairments to thrive. Also reinforcing the need for early intervention to help pupils' development is a study of children in Ireland by Dublin's Technological University. This found visual problems associated with a sedentary lifestyle in school children. The study, which took place in randomly selected schools in Ireland, involved 728 children aged 6 to 7 years and 898 aged 12 to 13. It found that children who regularly engaged in physical activities, including sports, had better visual and stereo acuity, the ability to see objects in three dimensions, and were less likely to need spectacles. The research concluded that regular physical activity is an essential factor in preventing avoidable decline in childhood vision. Further afield, Orbis International, a non-profit organization dedicated to saving sight worldwide, instigated a study involving 252 schools in rural western China. The results of the study, published in the British Medical Journal, found that providing free glasses to school children improved their ability to learn in school. Wearing the glasses, children improved their maths test scores to an extent equivalent to 6 months extra teaching. Improvement was especially pronounced where teachers used blackboards because many of the children suffered with myopia or short-sightedness and were at a disadvantage when trying to read from a distant blackboard. A second study by the same researchers found that addressing visual impairment in school children can also alleviate depression and anxiety. Both studies by Orbis International have filled gaps in previous research and provide important guidance for future interventions and research into childhood visual impairments.
TNS Soundings.